And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show, Mornings with the Leader Man, here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB, and heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB Radio. You're listening to Mornings with the Leader Man. My name is Brad LeDronc. I'm filling in for Steve, the Leader Man Adams, this morning. Alongside me, I have a very special guest in the studio for hour number two, Mr. David Hensley. Good morning, David.
Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Steve.
And as always, we have Moore County's one and only Mr. Stephen Woodward. Good morning again, Stephen.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Leader Man. Good morning, David, on this funky Friday, especially after that bumper music that we just enjoyed on our way in, something a little different.
It's
from the Brad Archives, I guess.
I kind of miss Rubber Band Man.
I'll pull it up here if I can while we're
no,
talking here,
don't,
just for you, David. It's Friday. It's party night. Let's get out there and have a little bit of fun. Weather for us today here in the Sandhills looks like we've got a high of about 70 degrees with a low tonight of 47. Not a chance of rain. Sunny as can be. Currently it's 43 degrees outside with winds coming out of the north at 5 miles an hour, so changed up a little bit. Still a beautiful day. Get outside, walk the dog, hit some golf balls, do some gardening, just do something outside and enjoy this this weather here.
Maybe some target practice.
Just anything. All right, gentlemen. Well, let's get into this this second half hour, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Hensley because he has something very important that he wants to talk about.
Can I hit some golf balls into any home that's displaying a Harris Walls campaign sign?
Well, listen, about that, I'm going to tell a short story real quick. So I decided to go golfing late yesterday afternoon, and I'm not going to name what course I was at, but the tee box was a very narrow tee box in it, and it kind of went out into a broader open fairway, and there was one tree on the left side that was kind of really close to the edge of where it spread out at. I hit that tree twice driving my golf, using my driver, and that golf ball came flying back at me and almost hit the house right behind me. So
I hope it wasn't an endangered tree of some kind, because the environmentalists will be on you for sure.
It could have disturbed a red cockaded woodpecker.
Yes,
it could have.
Yes,
yeah.
Tending to its babies. Yeah,
I could have not been here this morning because of that golf ball.
Well, that's
anyways.
So for the record, I have never swung a club outside the confines of a miniature golf course. If it doesn't have stomping gorillas and erupting volcanoes, it just isn't for me.
Mm-hmm. Are you like Happy Gilmore and go and just hit the big laughing clown in the nose with your putter?
No, but that sounds entertaining.
Oh, if you ain't seen that part, it's funny. Watch Happy Gilmore.
I would like to play a miniature golf course with exclusively images of members of the Biden-Harris cabinet. You know, an Alejandro Mayorkas hole, an Anthony Blinken hole. You know, each
that would
one.
Be the little miniature golf course of horrors.
It would be. It would be. But let's switch topics from golf to something much more invigorating.
Yeah, so I wanted to come on the radio today, my glorious triumphant return, to talk about the Urari Motorsports Complex, a great, great opportunity. It's proposed in a designated industrial site up in Northwest Moore. The people who have proposed it and the developers, you know, they select. I mean, this is like the crown jewel. This is not like, you know, a couple Bubba's slapping down some asphalt. This is going to be a world class facility, and they chose Moore County and they worked with Natalie at Partners for Progress and the economic development. People for a very long time, and they selected a site up in Northwest Moore that's adjacent to Montgomery County to locate this motorsports park. And it's within the county land use plan. The approximately 2,500 acres up in that part of Moore County are designated in the current land use plan that's been in effect for over a decade as industrial, and it was a great opportunity economically. Any way you look at it, and we'll explore it today. It's a great opportunity, and then. What they didn't expect is a very small but vocal minority of people, some of whom are nearby residents, but most of whom are, you know, environmentalists from South County or even out of the county,
right,
who just don't want any development. So because they didn't expect that, you know, the people who want to build this crown jewel motorsports park, they didn't anticipate it. So these other people, you know, they started putting out misinformation, and quite frankly, they were winning the information war. So
well, they were probably aided and abetted by fine news organizations like the Pilot.
This is a very, very rare instance where everybody is in agreement with this. Conservatives are in agreement with this. The left is in agreement with this. The Pilot is in agreement. Everybody except a very small vocal minority is in support of this park. So what happened was, because there was so much misinformation out there, and because it's such a great opportunity for all of Moore County and that region specifically, a group of people got together, and we formed the Friends of Urari Motorsports Park. And if you go to Facebook and you search for Friends of Urari Motorsports Park, you'll find our Facebook page. And we want to put factual information out there to counter the misinformation. And that's why I'm here today. Look, we don't want to mislead anybody. We're not lying. We're just laying out the facts. And, we're making the counter argument that the very small but vocal opposition, we're trying to counter, their argument and misinformation.
And boy, I'm shocked that you would use Facebook, because, you usually don't
spend much time
on Facebook. Yeah, yeah. Now, this is very important what you said. This was not some recent development whereby this land was designated as industrial use. This has been land that was designated as such 11 years ago. Right?
Right.
By
right.
Very well-known elected officials.
Yes.
Who have a track record of being advocates for economic development.
Yeah. So in 2013, Moore County developed and passed the land use plan that's currently in effect. And it designated this area, it's about 2,500 acres. The motorsports park will use 400 acres of it as industrial designated. And by the way, it's adjacent to Montgomery County, and the 1,500 acres adjacent to Montgomery County are also designated and already zoned industrial. So, and the people who adopted that land use plan are notable and highly respected county commissioners such as Otis Ritter. These were the commissioners that passed this a decade ago. Larry Cadell, Randy Saunders, and Nick Paserno, right?
Who is the current chairman
of the county commissioners. Yes. So, you know, look, they, you know, there's area, most of the county is designated, you know, agricultural. You know, some of the county, especially down south and around the cities, are zoned residential. But you have to have parts of the county zoned industrial. And you know, my question is, if you cannot build an industrial business inside an industrial designated area, then you're never going to have any business.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. And the opponents of it are unreasonable, and here's why they're unreasonable. Look, I would understand if the motorsports people came in and said, we're going to build a motorsports park in a residential zoned area, or we're going to build a motorsports park in an area designated in the land use plan as agricultural. That would be something that people maybe should fight, but it is completely unreasonable to fight an industrial designated business locating themselves in an industrial designated site.
And what is the status of this pristine land for the last 11 years? What is it become a very important biosphere? Is it
that's a very, very important point too. This is developing the motorsports park. It is the ecological choice. The opponents make it sound like, I mean, you go to their website and they talk about pristine, mature forest, and it's going to disturb the natural ambiance that visitors come to Moore County for. Unfortunately, that's not what this land is. The land, the 400 acres and approximately 2,500 acres surrounding it are owned by a timber company, and it is clear cut. Every 20 years, they come through with a chainsaw and they clear cut everything. And because of that frequent clear cutting, the property has no old growth forest. It's replanted with non-native lullaby pine, which provides no biodiversity. There's no, per the report and per the opponents, there's no endangered species. There's no threatened species on the property. There's no rare species on the property. The reason why is because there's no habitat for them, because the lumber companies cut down the trees before, you know, the red cockaded woodpeckers can come in.
So with that part of the potential argument being shot down very, very readily, then you can turn to the economic upside.
Wait,
right?
Before we go there, Steve, let's talk about what the park will do, though. So right now we know that there's no biodiversity, there's no habitat for, you know, threatened species. Then there's no native trees, right? So what the park's going to do is the motorsports park, they're purchasing 400 acres, and they're going to use 200 acres of it for their facilities and the track and whatnot. The other 200 acres around the perimeter is going to be a permanent buffer, which will grow naturally into a mature forest of native trees. And that 200 acres mature forest of native trees, it's going to ensure a return of native species that's not currently there. It's going to grow into a mature forest. There's going to be greater biodiversity. It's going to offer excellent habitat for endangered and threatened species. And finally, oddly enough, it's going to provide much better protection for the waterways than the, you know, getting clear cut and all the wash off from that every 20 years.
And undoubtedly some equity and inclusion as well.
Yes, because we should all support diversity and inclusion, even flora and fauna.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's DEI compliant.
It's not just for humans anymore, after all, right?
We've got to... Yes.
Please.
So, but you want to talk about the economic...
Well, the economic impact of this seems to me to be a no-brainer. Even I can understand it, and I'm not a financial wizard.
Yeah, people don't understand the scale of this. They are going to build excuse me. You know, we should, Brad, have a cough button installed, please.
Yeah, I've got it over here. I need to go ahead and utilize it for you every time I see
you
move away from the
arm signal to hit the mute. But anyway, so people don't understand the how special this place is going to be, the quality of the facilities, and the magnitude of the project. Tucked away in the middle of that 400 acres, when you pull in, tucked away, you go through that buffer of trees, there's going to be a professionally designed 3.2-mile road course, right? Wow. Which goes up and down the hills and around the curves. It'll use a natural curvature. They're going to build 165, they're called car condos, but they're really storage units for vehicles. And, you know, they range anywhere from storing 4 vehicles up to 20 vehicles, right? Some personal owned, some corporate owned. They're going to build a clubhouse, and there's going to be permanent residents there. Like, you know, there may be a racing team, you know, station there, home there. There might be some place like, you know, like a Ford Performance. I'm not saying Ford is going to, but there may, you know, the Ford Performance Racing Center. So they're going to build world-class facilities, and it's going to be, you know, a crown jewel. So what's this mean, right? So this is, and by the way, not one person can live there. That's an important point. The opposition saying they're building townhomes. No, this is designated industrial. It will be zoned industrial. Not at, by law, not a single person can live there. So there'll be car condos, and there'll be like a mezzanine where you can hang out, and, you know, when you're there, you can go and, you know, have a barley pop, or, you know, relax and, you know, watch a race, or, you know, rest and relax. But no one's going to live there. Not a single soul is going to live there. It's going to add between 500, when it's complete, it's going to add between $500 million to $600 million to the tax basis in Moore County. So what's that mean? That means that the people who own those that property, most of whom are going to be out-of-town people, the people who own that property are going to pay around $2.5 million a year in property taxes. An additional $2.5 million in property taxes. $500,000 of that is going to go directly to the Northmore Fire Districts. $500,000 a year. And I guarantee you the Northmore Fire Districts know what to do with $500,000. I guarantee you that's desperately needed money.
Yes.
The other $200 million, Brad, again.
Yeah, right.
The other $200 billion going back this year. $200 billion. That's all the same.
It's just a couple, you know,
commas
in areas. Yeah.
So the other we're referring back to our 7:30 show, of course. But anyway, the $2 million additional annual will go the other $2 million will go to the annually will go into the Moore County General Fund, and the county commissioners, of course, they'll have discretion on what they do with it. But that additional $2 million a year could be used for school construction. It could be designated for Northmore projects, or, as our beloved conservative county commissioners have done each of the past 2 years, they could use that additional money to lower the tax rate of existing property owners, right?
And are you suggesting that new schools could be built without going out and floating a big bond referendum?
I am suggesting, and I'm sorry, you need to pull your square out again, Brad, because, you know, this will be a paid self-endorsement. I am saying that the next 4 years, we're going to have a very ambitious school construction plan, and I believe the plan is to pay cash, not, you know what, bond issues are a sneaky way to get children to pay for their own school.
Exactly.
I mean, that's anyway, so yeah. You can stop the toll, and we'll get back to this. So anyway, so this place, the Uari Motorsports Park, this crown jewel of, it's going to be awesome. It's going to generate an additional $2.5 million in property tax revenue each and every year without adding a single new resident to dilute our Moore County values, without adding a single additional daily commuter to our roads. It's frantically, you know, trying to get to Fort Bragg or wherever. And more importantly, without adding a single additional child to educate.
Yeah, because Lord knows with the children of illegal immigrants coming in, we have too many of those as it is.
So I got two things that I just want to jump in on this topic real quick, just because of my background in the automotive industry and all the years that I spent working for dealerships. Looking at this proposed motorsports track and area here, I have experienced two similar places around the country. One is VIR, or Virginia International Raceway, which is about a half a mile to a mile just north of the Virginia North Carolina border. Very similar in what this is going to be. A beautiful place that hosts all kinds of corporate events, you know, from some of the major car manufacturers out there, plus just other events that is huge in the tourism, you know, boom for that area. And then the other one that I went to was a place called Spring Mountain Motorsports Resort and Country Club, which is in Pahrump, Nevada. Again, very similar, hosted a huge General Motors National Dealer Meeting back when the current generation Camaro was getting ready to be released. Every car dealer in the United States was there to do a ride and drive. But Chevrolet, I should say GM, so Chevrolet and Cadillac have driving academies specifically out there. Huge tourism boom, and I would think that for this area being a tourism hub with Pinehurst and all the golfing destinations, this type of thing should fit greatly into this community. Right. And we already know how to operate, you know, the tourism industry right here. Yep. So aside from that, I wanted to ask you, David, real quick. So there was a report that I saw earlier this week that the county commissioners were supposed to go to VIR last week and abruptly canceled the trip. Do you have any idea why that is, or did you hear any rumors on it?
I don't know. I saw the story in the pilot. Okay. I didn't read it. I mean, I just kind of skimmed through it. Yeah, I don't know why they canceled, but they were going to go up to VIR. But, you know, you bring up a good point about all the activity there. You know, look, in addition to being in an industrial designated area, in addition to the tax revenue, that the property tax revenue that this is going to generate, it's also going to do several other things for Northern Moore. First of all, it's going to generate desperately needed jobs. It's going to generate full-time jobs across a spectrum of things. It's going to generate internship opportunities for their young people. The park is the people developing the park have already talked to Sand Hills Community College, and it's my understanding they've been talking to the CTE people at Moore County Schools, so that, you know, to develop internships and job shadowing for the young people up in North Moore, so that they don't have to drive 45 minutes each way to do automotive VOTEC and automotive internships in Southern Pines, Aberdeen, or whatnot.
Right.
Those jobs and those internships will be, you know, 5 or 10 minutes from, you know, Robbins or 15 minutes from High Falls. But the point is, it's going to create jobs and internships in an area of the county where they're desperately needed.
Absolutely. By the way, as we've been chatting, I received a text pointing out that yesterday, a motorsports park proposal was announced to be developed adjacent to the Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord. So we better get on the ball here before somebody else comes along and steals a great concept.
Correct. And that's a very good point, because, again, look, you either want economic development and you don't. And this is a very important point, too. Companies are watching and businesses are watching, and this is an area that's been, as we mentioned right off the bat, this 2,500 acre area has been designated as industrial in the county land use plan for over a decade. And if for some reason these people are not allowed to do it, or they're run off, then, you know, other businesses are going to think twice before they sink hundreds of thousands, maybe close to $1 million doing site preparations and studies and doing things, because basically Moore County will just have told industry, you're not welcome here, and we're not even going to follow our own land use plan that's been in effect for a decade.
Yeah, and another point we were discussing off air was that to your point about the development of this project, it's not a couple of Bubba's laying down some asphalt. They're actually bringing in some Pierre's and Jean Paul's from France, and they're going to build a beautiful park with great expertise. And then after that, they're going to leave, which is even better. So
yeah, the track. There's actually an international governing body for road course tracks, and I forget the name of it, but this track will be actually a certified by the international sanctioning body. Road course, and again, it'll follow the natural contour of the land. It goes up and down hills. It's not a big oval, like, and look, most of the cars that are going to be on this are street legal cars. The same Camaro ZL1 that I drive around Pinehurst, the same Mustang GT500 that I zoom up to Robbins on to go to the car show, you know, or whatever. Those are the cars. Oh, the majority of the cars on this track are going to be street legal road cars. It'll be no noisier than cars that are zooming up and down Route 1. But to your point, Steve, I always get distracted. The course is actually, there's a company out of France, I forget their name, it's a professional company that designs road courses throughout the world. It's like having a Jack Nicklaus golf course, you know, or having a, you know, a Donald Ross design golf course. This is the Donald Ross and the Jack Nicklaus of racetracks who are designing this road course. It's gonna be a crown jewel.
I'm excited, and I have a, will they allow my 10-year-old Audi coupe out there with a
you bet.
Turbo
so,
V6?
So look, that's the other thing. The opposition has said, oh, it's just an exclusive country club. Well, okay, yes, it is going to be a club, and there are going to be members, and it is expensive, but that's how they pay for the facilities, right? But it's also going to be open to the public. They're going to have an amphitheater there so they can have local cultural events. Maybe the High Falls Fiddlers Convention could relocate there if they're interested. There could be local events. They could have farmers markets. They're going to have days where citizens can take their cars up and take it around the track. They're going to have a cart track,
right.
A miniature cart track where families can go and children can go, and you can race the little, I keep wanting to say golf cars, but you know what I'm talking, the racing cars,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Around the track.
So it would be the auto equivalent of the Festival d'Avion that we could have out
sure,
there.
Sure,
pretty
sure.
Much, yeah. You know, VIR also hosts a bunch of other things. I mean, you can have a wedding out at VIR. So there's a lot of things that can be yeah. done on this. Now, I don't know if you mentioned this earlier, there is going to be a public hearing October 15th,
Tuesday night
at 4 o'clock, I think it is.
I think it's 5:30.
Might be 5:30. I know there was a couple things going on that
this
specific
coming
day.
Tuesday.
Yes,
this coming Tuesday. So
Tuesday night, the county commissioners are having a public hearing. It's very, very important. If you want, look, if you support recreation, if you support family activities, if you support growing businesses in Moore County, then show up. Also, visit our Friends of URI Motorsports Park page on Facebook.
All right, gentlemen. Well, that's going to do it for us on this fantastic Friday here. I do appreciate you, David, stopping by and talking about this very important issue that undoubtedly will have an effect on each and every resident here in Moore County. Stephen, as always, thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome.
And Moore County, thank you for tuning in and listening. Don't forget to visit each and every one of the advertisers you hear on our station. They are the lifeblood of our economy, and every dollar that is spent there stays right here in Moore County. From each and every one of us here at WEEB, we thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day and a great weekend. We'll see you back here bright and early Monday morning.
When I come back, you'd better be laughing.
So, what have we learned? Heck, I don't know. But this is one crazy show. Bye now.
Cut, cut. That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
Well, y'all come back now, you hear?
I think we're through here.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much, man. That's pretty much all I got, man.
Okay, class dismissed. Rock on!
Well, let me tell you something.
everything comes to an end.
Broadcasting from the top of the North Carolina Sandhills, 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEV, Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen.